Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In the Gospel for this Sunday, we have two distinct sections. One centered on faith, the other one on putting the service of God in the right perspective. The apostles came to Jesus and asked, "Increase our faith." Now, the disciples had seen themselves as faithful Israelites until that point. But it seems that knowing Christ and watching his ministry had made them realize that a whole new level of faith was possible. And they were barely standing at the threshold of that new level. Jesus responded to their request with the image of a small amount of faith being able to transplant a tree to the sea. Now, we don't hear that Jesus or his disciples ever did that particular miracle. The Lord meant it as an image. When you rely on God, and that faith in God permeates your life, and you live according to his will, you can attain what is seemingly impossible. God's signs will even override natural laws and limits. Now, natural laws are a good thing. God created them and built them into the fabric of everything that exists because it is good for things to have order and to be predictable, so we can know them and anticipate things. But it's also true that after the fall of angels and humans, natural laws have to some extent turned against us. We are trapped in the malfunction of our own being. So for that reason, and also to show us that he is above nature and different from natural forces, at times God chooses to act independently of them. In the second section, Jesus wanted to put our service in his vineyard in the right perspective. God loves us and wants us to serve him, but not because he couldn't do without us. Rather, serving him is in our best interest. To think that we're doing him a favor wouldn't put things in the right perspective. Rather, he allows us to help him, because in that partnership with him, we are restored. And coming to terms with this is a step of purification that is quite advanced in the journey of faith. It means being detached of our pride, our entitlement, our possessiveness, which can even contaminate what we do in God's service. So, in what area of your life do you need more faith? Can you think of humanly impossible things that have happened through God's power? How would Jesus want to purify your heart, that you may serve him with greater selflessness?